Australia has made an historic entry into that singular contest show called Eurovision. SBS has made a ratings bonanza out of the show after building it up until this year. They've financed the finals berth and Guy Sebastian to achieve fifth spot after votes from 68 countries were counted in Vienna. I caught up with Paul Zenthal in Vienna, an Aussie fan of the contest. He says they hear songs so often, they can all sing along.
And by the end of the week, everybody's singing along because we've heard it so many times.
So you know all the words?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were you pleased with Guy Sebastian making fifth overall?
Yes, very pleased. I think that was probably the perfect ranking. So it doesn't rough, you know, it doesn't ruffle too many feathers. That it still shows that, you know, we gave it a good shot.
All the pundits say the song choice is everything. Did the people of Vienna like Guy's song?
Yes. Everybody we spoke to absolutely loved it. They loved the song. Everywhere we went, any time we heard the song, everybody would be singing along. I think it was a great choice.
And of course, after a tussle with Russia and Italy, the Swedish performer Måns Zelmerlöw came up trumps. I caught up with Pernilla Carlson, listening in Sweden. Pernilla, were the Swedes on the edge of their seats?
This one is just sort of like, oh yes, now we've sort of gotten this far. And so that means that most of the time people just sort of hook up at each other's place, sit down, have a nice evening on it, chuck some popcorn at the TV, trash talk the clothing, the beards, the hairdos, the weird backgrounds, and generally just have a laugh.
So a bit like here in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got the number one points from Sweden for Guy Sebastian, and we also got a lot of points from Denmark and Iceland. We seem to be part of this Nordic bloc, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. I think it all has to do with all those years ago when James Cook was nice enough to bring with him a Swedish person on his ship, and when Solander took his first steps on Australian soil, he probably sort of got it into his heart, and he brought it home to Sweden. And since then, you know, it's spread all over Scandinavia and the Nordic countries.
But the Swedes had a big tussle with Russia, and this year there was a boo filter to control any booing of the Russian acts, as Vladimir Putin had been rumoured to have taken an interest in winning Eurovision. But Pernilla says the Russian people still voted for Conchita last year, and this was a rebuke to Mr. Putin.
The fact that Russia still gave 5 points to Conchita was such a big bop on the nose. So I was cheering all the way home from that party, I can tell you.
And now that we have the Nordic bloc on side, what for next year? I spoke to Morn Kransky of the Kransky Sisters, rumoured to be one of the front runners for Eurovision next year. Morn, did you hear the Australian entrant this year?
Yes, that was Guy, wasn't it? Guy, yes.
Yes.
Yes, he did a good job.
Yes, he only came fifth though, didn't he?
Yes, I mean, yes, sour grapes.
Were the Kransky Sisters asked to go on to Eurovision?
No, but it would be a good idea. I was thinking while watching, you know, we could take our tambourines with the coloured streamers, you know, and perhaps do a Pride of Erin dance or something. And, you know, we're always good at making scones for the judges. The
scones are always popular. But, Morn, are you aware that this was a paid gig?
No, I mean, our manager's always paid us $60 a gig, and we're very happy with that.
You might be one of the best picks that we could have for next year.
Well, heavens, I'd have to talk to the sisters. It's not a bad idea.
Look, I'll see if I can, if we've got any contacts with SBS, and see if they can afford the $60.
If they could give us 60 or even 65, we'd be happy.
So there you are, a solution to SBS funding cuts. Run, run away, psycho killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa, 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 fa,